Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Ich warte seit Wochen auf diesen Tag und tanz vor Freude über den Asphalt, als wär's ein Rhythmus, als gäb's ein Lied, was mich immer weiter durch die Straßen zieht. Komm dir entgegen.
Hallo und willkommen zu Gegenpressing, der Bundesliga-Podcast. I'm Manu Fed, he's Stefan Bienkowski. And Stefan, we're recording this on the eve of the transfer window shutting. It's enormously busy. And it's not like we don't have enough work already. We also have to deal with Jurgen Klopp. announcing his funeral, but it's not quite that serious. He's announcing that he's stepping down from his role at Liverpool at the end of the season. And of course, that may or may not have implications on someone who we have covered quite a bit on Gegenpressing. And you have actually interviewed for Transfermarkt as well. And that's Xabi Alonso, the Bayer Leverkusen head coach who has his side flying, it appears, towards the club's first ever Bundesliga title as it stands. Before we get into all of that, though, how is it going? How are you holding up?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. Like you said, in a way, it was good that Jurgen Klopp did kind of make that announcement because it gave us something to talk about in what has been a relatively quiet transfer window, but you know, it has led to all sorts of speculation. Xabi Alonso's name's been trending on social media. I saw a news report actually today that in Indonesia the government had to like put out a warning telling football fans not to buy into some AI thing that's been kind of suggesting to Liverpool fans out there to help Xabi Alonso raise money to get to to get to the Premier League, as if he needs that. I know exactly. It's the definition of gullible, in my opinion, but very, very peculiar. It's a really interesting topic because it does have a huge impact on the Bundesliga, which is why we're talking about it here. We don't obviously talk about Premier League on this show, so it's a big topic, and yeah, it. We felt compelled to kind of maybe give our two cents on it because we've seen a lot of people who cover the Premier League talk about Xabi Alonso, so it's now time for two Bundesliga writers to talk about Xabi Alonso.
Yeah, I mean, let's maybe start with what he's done tactically at Bayer Leverkusen. It's actually interesting that we're doing this today while I've already written my newsletter, and it was actually on Joe Scully, and I spoke to him what it is like to play against Leverkusen, so sort of get the opponent's view a little bit. He of course managed to get it with Gladbach to hold them to a 0-0 draw, right? And what he mentioned is that they obviously have the ball a lot. They love to have possession. They love to crowd you inside the box, and they like to play the ball inside the box as well, and then create these overload situations, right, where the ball just falls to many, many players and one of them can just score. And this is something obviously they have struggled with a little bit since Boniface's injury, We can probably get into that as well. But and then, of course, he also mentioned that they love to play the Rondo. And you see that when you see them play. And I think tactically, that is straight out of the Pep Guardiola school, Stefan, when you watch that kind of football, right? It's passing, 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 creating situations where three players can basically play the ball off one another, which, you know, is the Rondo. And then, of course, create these individual overload situations, right? That then can create create space and also create opportunities to score. So, you know, you want a blueprint of, I'm not saying he is Pep Guardiola, that's wouldn't be fair, but I think that would be sort of the blueprint here, right?
Yeah, it's that's definitely probably been the biggest issue I've had with some of the coverage around Alonso going to Liverpool. I think you only have to watch the Bundesliga for 5 minutes, or watch Leverkusen in particular for 5 minutes, to see that they're a very, very different team from the one that, well, not from the team, but from the way that Liverpool play under Jurgen Klopp. And as you said, if Xabi Alonso was really close to anyone in the Premier League, it would be Pep Guardiola. And I've actually got some stats to kind of back that up. In front of me, I have the Opta graph. And I know kind of reading graphs on a podcast doesn't make for great radio, but just bear with me for one moment, because Opta track how teams play in the top five leagues, and it's more or less a typical graph. And, you know, along the vertical axis they have you know, the speed at which a team attacks, and along the horizontal axis they have how many passes a team makes per attack. So if a team's, you know, being very direct, as in, you know, the way we're used to watching maybe a lot of German teams play, they're very direct, as few passes as possible, get the ball up the pitch as quickly as possible, that team will be in the top left corner because they made fewer passes, but they're very quick. And if a team is far more possession-based and, you know, make lots of passes, perhaps take their time getting up the pitch, they'll be in the bottom right-hand corner. And in the Premier League, as expected, Pep Guardiola's Manchester City are the team well and beyond away from a lot of the teams in the far right corner of this graph. The only teams close enough to them are Brighton and Arsenal. And Liverpool are far more of a team who are fast and direct. In fact, the only teams in the division who are quicker in terms of direct speed of their attacks are actually West Ham and Everton, who are obviously like the definition of counter-attacking teams. Whereas teams that make more passes per sequence are Manchester City, Brighton, Arsenal, Chelsea, and Tottenham. So,
yeah,
if people are still with me there, it basically suggests that Pep Guardiola's team are take their time, make lots of passes. Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool, far quicker with the ball about getting it up the park. If you then look at the exact same graph for Premier League, for Bundesliga teams, Leverkusen are almost exactly where Manchester City are in that graph on the Bundesliga version. No team makes more passes per sequence than Leverkusen. And in terms of the direct speed of attack, Leverkusen are also the slowest team in the Bundesliga. So we're talking about a Leverkusen team here who, and of course we've talked about this countless times on the show this season, we're talking about a Leverkusen team who very careful with their passing, make lots of passes. We saw that at the weekend, of course, in their game against Gladbach, where they completed three times as many passes as Gladbach. And they definitely focus far more on possession rather than counter-attacks, or, you know, simply just getting the ball up the park as quickly as possible. And that also means that, and now, obviously, I think people might think, well, why does that matter? Because, you know, as long as the team are winning games, as long as they're scoring as many goals, that's all that matters. The rest is just kind of gibberish in between. But what does matter is if you actually look at the way that these teams actually behave off the ball, they are very different as well. So, for example, if you look at how often Klopp's Liverpool press the ball this season, they're in the 97th percentile for presses in the Premier League, which means they're basically the best team in the league when it comes to pressing the ball, counter-pressing, Gegenpressing is what this podcast is named after.
It's just going to say.
It's what has defined Jurgen Klopp as a manager since he kind of hit the scene. You look at Leverkusen, they're way down in the 61 percentile in the Bundesliga. And so they don't counter-press nearly as much as Liverpool do. And the reason that that's important, and the reason why I'm maybe using that to poke holes in this theory that Xabi Alonso could just slot straight into this Jurgen Klopp team, is that you need different team, different players for those positions. You need different players for those teams and the roles that they play. And the team that Klopp has is obviously very, very, very good at counter-attacking, counter-pressing, and getting the ball up the pitch as quickly as possible. You know, you look at someone like Mohamed Salah, his entire game plan is built around counter-attacking, getting the best of other teams who are playing maybe a little higher up the park. And obviously that goes as well for the midfield at Liverpool. If you think about that midfield that Liverpool have had over the years, then it's usually full of very physical, very box-to-box players who go up and down the pitch, win the ball back, and then kind of filter it out to their forwards. Liverpool have always been a kind of top-heavy team who have three very good attacking players in attack, and then they have more three kind of industrious players in midfield who are really just there to facilitate the midfielders. And if you then think about how Pep Guardiola plays with his team and the way that Leverkusen played with their midfielders, far more technically gifted, more built around having that group of core players in the middle of the park who can make passes, who can thread a ball through a needle, or a needle through a thread, or whatever the expression is, can pick out those very intricate passes, because 9 out of 10 times they're playing against teams who have two banks of four parked in their own box, and it's up to Leverkusen and Man City to break that down. So you need different players, and you need different tactics, and you need different systems, and I think that just kind of goes to explain why, you know, if you just took Xabi Alonso out of this Leverkusen team and asked him to work for Liverpool, it wouldn't quite work, because you need different players to work.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.